There's a vault that my father-in-law always says over at the old age home when he speaks there. And last year when I took over, he told me to say it over. And the report back to him afterwards that I did a very good job. And I even said over the vault on Khad Gadya, but I didn't do it as well as he does. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to try and say it over. Khad Gadya. So it's a very famous vault. There's a story with the Rebbe Bianco, and he came home one day, and his wife was terrified because she made him a lovely hot supper, dinner, and the cat came and ate it, and she didn't know what to do. So Rebbe Bianco came in, and she said, Rebbe Bianco, I've got a big shayla in Amuna. I don't know if I believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo anymore. He said, what do you mean? Tell me, what's your problem? I'll answer you. So she said that she was learning through Khad Gadya. And it says in Khad Gadya that it was a kid. And the kid was a good kid, didn't do anything wrong. And the cat came along and it ate the kid. So the cat is bad. And then a dog came along and it bit the cat. So the dog is good. And the stick came and hit the dog. So the stick is bad. And then the fire came along and burned the stick. So the fire is good. And the water came along and put out the fire, so the water is bad. And then the ox came along and it drank the water, so the ox is good. And the shechet came along and it shechted the ox, so the shechet is bad. And then the makros came along and killed the shechet, so the makros is good. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and he killed the makros, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bad. How can it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bad, he's doing something wrong. So Rebbe Yankel turned around to his wife and he said, no, you got it all wrong. Whenever anything happens, the first thing we have to know, everyone's calling me. The first thing we have to know whenever anything happens is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good. Everything the Rebbeinu Shlomo does is for the good. Even though we might not see it, might not understand it, but the status quo, you always have to start off with the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good, which means the Malach Maoris is bad, which means the Shulchan is good. And the ox is bad, which means the water is good and the fire is bad. The stick is good and the dog is bad. The cat is good and the kid is bad. So the Rebbe said, the cat's good. Oh, that's great because the cat ate the Rebbe's supper. So that's the story. And apparently I didn't say it as well as my father-in-law does. But the lesson that we learn out from here, the lesson that Khad Gadya is coming to teach us is that even though things happen in this world, and we don't understand them and things look terrible and we don't understand why they're happening, bad things happen to good people, we always have to start off with the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is good. Anything the Rebbeinu Shlomo does is good and it's always for the best. And if you start off with that point, then you work your way backwards, then other things seem to make a bit more sense. But if you have a suspicion that maybe the Rebbeinu Shlomo is bad, then nothing makes any sense.